paragraph Yud Beis, Nimtza. Therefore, we conclude She'ikar hu tikkun hamishpat, that one of the most important things in Yiddishkeit is tikkun hamishpat. U'bazeh oiskim b'yoyser b'chol yemei hasfira, and this is what we are most involved in during the yemei hasfira. Ki b'pesach b'yitzias Mitzrayim nasu kol hatikunim anal ad tikkun hamishpat, because on Pesach, when the Jews went out of Egypt, they succeeded in pushing all the buttons that are mentioned in that chapter in Likut Imran. Tikkun Ho'emuna, and Eitzois, and Ishtvunois, and Tikkun Abris, all those different things, up until Tikkun HaMishpat. Ki Iker Tikkun Ho'emuna, Hoye B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, we know very clearly that the main Tikkun Ho'emuna of Klal Yisrael was accomplished when they left Egypt. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Vaya'amein Ha'am. The nation believed. They believed in Hashem. Ki nizgale emunos yizborach le'ein koil al yidei kol ha'oisleis v'hamoifsim hanayroim asher osa Hashem Mitzrayim. Because as a result of all the incredible miracles that Hashem performed against Egypt, the Jews achieved a tremendous success in believing in Hashem. And how did they get to that? By the tremendous outcry that they cried out to Hashem. Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Vanitzak el Hashem alikeinu, we cried out to Hashem. Vayishma alikim esnakosim, and Hashem heard their outcry. Ki ikar hu emuna nimshach al yidei tzakas halev kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the essence of emuna, a person is zeicha to, by crying out to Hashem from the depths of their heart. Vayidei tikkun hu emuna shehoyoz nasu geirim. And as a result of the tikkun emuna that Klal Yisrael was zeicha to then, that's what generated geirim. Shehem ho erev rav shenizgayru volumam. One example of the geirim were the erev rav who converted and left Egypt with the Jews. Aval elu ageirim mazikim li Yisrael moid. However, Rabbeinu Zal says in that chapter in Likut Imran that there are geirim that cause tremendous damage to Klal Yisrael. They do major harm. U'machnisim taivas niyuf chas v'shalom. They inject taivas niyuf into Klal Yisrael. U'tzrichim loze koyach hamogini eretz shemalin mehechtim b'sori l'b'chinas choysim didusha. And therefore, to combat the negative effects of these geirim, you need the mogini eretz, the protectors of the world, to generate the tikkun of changing from hechtim besoroi to choysim deidusha, from pegama bris to tikkun abris. Shehu b'chinas tefillin, which Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, that's the concept of tefillin. Tefillin is also referred to as a sign, an ois, like bris mila. Tefillin is also a concept of a choysim deidusha, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. V'chol ze zochu b'yitzias Mitzrayim. And all of this, all of these tikkunim we just said, the Jews were zeichet to when they left Egypt. She'oz horag b'choyri Mitzrayim v'nizkachu b'choyri Yisrael. One of the major highlights was that Hashem killed out all the firstborn of the Egyptians, and he sanctified the firstborn of Klal Yisrael. She'ze ikra b'chinas tefillin. That's what our tefillin are all about. She'medabrim yitzias Mitzrayim. If you look inside the tefillin, the parshiyos of the tefillin, this is what they speak about. Kadosh li kol b'chor peterechem, right? Sheparsha rishoyna mascheles kadosh li kol b'chor. Ki oz b'yitzias Mitzrayim nimshechu ikar b'chinas tikkun tefillin ha'yidei shezochu ligdor atzman min ho'arayos. Because when the Jews left Egypt, that's when they started drawing upon themselves the spirituality of tefillin, the holiness of tefillin, by the fact that they started accepting upon themselves the laws of arayos, the laws of tikkun abris, not marrying, you know, not being associated with women that they're not allowed to be. V'helu mebchinas hechtem besori lebchinas choysim deidusha. And they elevated things from the status of hechtem besori, from pegama bris, to choysim deidusha, to tikkun abris. Shehu b'chinas tefillin, an example of that is the kedusha of tefillin. Shaydeze tiknu chet odom orishen, pegam nitzutzei keri sheloi. And by affecting this tikkun, by accepting upon themselves the gidrei arayos, and by accepting upon themselves a certain level of tikkun abris, That's how they corrected the Pagam of Adam Rishon, the Pagam of Keri of Adam Rishon, which was the initial reason for why they went down to Egypt in the first place. V'alkein hoisa ha'gula balayla. And this is also why the Gula, they left Egypt Badafka at night, Bechinas Leil Shimurim. As the Pasuk says, this night is a guarded night, a protected night. Shemeshumur ubo min hamazikin. It's protected from the forces of evil, from the angels, mazikin, the shadim, and those things. Look how that fits into our chapter in Likutei Moran. We know that on the Seder night, we don't say the full Kriya Shema Lamita because it's a special night of protection. Hainu Shemeshumor Mechaloi Mal Yidei Shedim. When the Gemara uses the term that it's guarded, it's protected from Mazikin, another word for Mazikin is Shedim, meaning that the person is protected from those wrong kind of dreams, from the dreams that come from the Shedim. Shehem Mazike Alma, they're called, you know, harmful forces. Shemishom pegam hamikra chas v'shom. That's what causes chas v'shom, that pegam of mikra, an accidental emission. Ubiyetzias Mitzrayim b'leil shimurim nitzoylo mizekanal. And when they left Egypt on that special night, which is called Leil Shimurim, they were saved from all of this. They were saved from the mazikin, from the chaloyim al yidei shed, from all of those things. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shigam Tikkun HaChosam Nimshach B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. That the Tikkun HaChosam, they were able to achieve when they left Mitzrayim. V'gam Tikkun HaMacholim Nistakinoz. And also the Tikkun of the food that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, that also plays a major role in the dreams at night and in the mikra chas v'shalom. That was also corrected then. Ki HaGa'ula Hoysa Ben Nisan. Because when did the Jews come out of Egypt? In Nisan, Shaideze Iker Tikkunze, and Rabbeinu Zal shows there on Likutei Moran that the month of Nisan is the month of Tikkun HaMa'acholim. That's when all the grains fully ripen, and that's a major time of Tikkun HaMa'acholim, which is a Tikkun for the Chaloyim Al Yedei Shed, for Mikra Chas V'Shalom. As is explained very clearly in the chapter on the Likutei Moran. V'alkein be'emes benison hoyoroi sheizbate legamri tuma zoi shel pgam abris. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal says there, the truth is, Nisan would be a perfect time when pgam abris should be eradicated completely. Machmas she'oz nistaknu kol atikunim kanal. Because it was in Nisan, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that all of those tikkunim were accomplished. Avol tikkun hamishpat adayin loy nistakinos b'shleimus. Except one. Except tikkun hamishpat. Tikkun hamishpat was not yet completed when they left Mitzrayim. V'zeh ikar iskenu b'mei asfira. And therefore, this is the main thing that we're involved in during the days of counting the Omer. L'sakein b'yoyser b'chinas tikkun hamishpat, to try to correct and affect this tikkun hamishpat. V'alkein tzrichin lahaschil mitchilas hatikun. Now listen to this. In order to make the tikkun hamishpat, you have to go back to the beginning, Rav Nosson Zal says now. You have to go back and correct tikkun emuna and all of those other things further. Why? Shehu tikkun ha'emuna al yidei tzakas halev mimamakim. You have to make the tikkun ha'emuna over through tzakas halev mimamakim. Why? He's gonna answer this now. Ki kvar mavur, because we already explained earlier, shekol zman shelo nistaken tikkun ha'achroin, that so long as you have not completed the tikkun of number 15 on the list, shehu tikkun hamishpat b'shleimus, which is perfecting the tikkun hamishpat completely, azai gam kol hatikunim harishonim einam bishleimus. The first 14 items of the list are also not complete. They're also not complete. V'noigea hapigam bekulam kanal. And the pigam in mishpat has bearing, affects all the 14 guys below it. Therefore, you have to go back to the beginning always. When you want to affect the tikkun, you have to go back to the beginning. Shehu tzakas halev mimamakim. We had learned that in order to achieve the tikkun ha'emuna, which was number one on the list, you have to cry out to Hashem from the depths of your heart. Kedei lizkois leitzois amukois, in order to be zeche to the deep advice, she mehem gedei la'emuna, which is what nourishes the emuna, which is what fixes up the emuna. Ki lechol hatikunim anal tzrichen eitzois harbe, eitzois amitiois amukois moid. Because in order to accomplish all the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that Torah, tikkun ho'emuna and tikkun abris and tikkun hamishpat, Rabbeinu Zal says the person needs tremendous eitzos, real eitzos, deep eitzos. Vo'ikar, and the most important way to accomplish that is al yidei tzakas halev me'imke amokim l'Hashem yisborach, for the person to cry out from the depths of his heart to Hashem, shirachim olav, that Hashem should have pity on him, v'yoshioi mehera, and Hashem should help me right away, quickly, v'yashpi aloi eitzos amitios, Hashem should send me the right advice, true advice, sheyucha lehatzel nafshoi mikol ha'pegamim anal, to be able to save myself from pegam emuna, pegam abris, pegam amishpot, all the different things, pegam in achila, all the different things that are listed there. Shem pegam emuna, upegam abris, bekama bechinois, and the different facets of pegam abris. Ki al hakoil tzrichin eitzois amukois ma'oid, sheyizke lehinotzel mikol ze bechol yoim vayoim. Because for all of this, a person needs incredible deep advice. In order to be saved from all of this, each and every single day, to be saved from Pegam Emunah, Pegam Abrit, all the different things. Alkein, therefore, Bimei HaSfira, during the days of Sfira Soimer, Shehu HaChono LeKabolas HaTorah, which is when we're preparing ourselves to receive the Torah, Sheklula Mikol HaTikunim, and we know that the Torah is a composite of all of these Tikunim. We learned about this earlier. The Torah is Tikkun Emunah and Tikkun Abris and Tikkun Hamishpa, all of those things. Al kein anu oiskim b'chol ha'tikunim anal. That's why during this preparatory period, while we're in the bullpen, during Yemei HaSfira, we're involved in trying to prepare all of these tikkunim, trying to work on all of these different tikkunim. V'ho ikar, and the most important one, is b'chinas Tikkun Hamishpat kanal. We're working on this Tikkun Hamishpat. V'zeh b'chinas ha'sfira, and this is why we're counting specifically, she'tzrichin lispoir hayomim lo'omer, that we're counting the days, and we're counting from this oimer soirim, a specific measurement of barley. Ki oimer soirim zeh b'chinas klolius kol hadinim, because we mentioned this before, that the Arizal tells us that this measure of barley was a composite of all the assorted types of Midas Hadin of Hashem. Sheze bechinas sa'aro so'iro shehu bigimatria shnei pomim par imaklolius. This is, we mentioned this earlier from the Arizal, that the word so'iro, sin ayin reishe, which is bigimatria 575, is two times Manatzbach. Manatzbach was the end letters, which represented Midas Hadin, we said, those letters that close a word, Mem Nun Sadik Pechof, which are Begematria 280. And 280 plus the five letters is 285. And another 280 plus the five letters is another 285 equals 370. And then the five letters of Manatzbach themselves makes 575, which is this word, Soira, which represents super, super din, as the Arizal explains. Hainu, shaydei mitzvahs hanofas ho'emer soirim, through this mitzvah of lifting up this measurement of barley, meirimim umenasim kol hadinim v'amishpotim ho'evrim al kol adam Yisrael, the person is lifting up and elevating all judgments and all midas hadin that every single Jew in Klal Yisrael is going through, meirimim hakoel Hashem Yisborach. He's lifting it all up to Hashem. He's showing, I know that this isn't my neighbor that's giving me a problem. I know it's not the IRS. I know it's all you, Hashem. It's all, That's all a mirage. There's the famous mashal that people give of a guy throwing a rock at somebody, and the rock hits him in the head, and he's bleeding and he's screaming, and he starts, turns around, starts punching the rock. Imagine how silly he would look in not realizing that it's not the rock's fault. Somebody threw that rock. Here again, all the difficulties that each and every single one of us is going through in life, not to blame this, to know where it's coming from, Hashem, and to lift it. That's the concept of lifting up this Omer Soirim, which represents all the different facets of Midas Adin, when the Kohen lifts it up to Hashem, showing that we believe that all of this is from Hashem. Leida lohoidia, ki kol hamishpotim vadinim kulam ite isbora, to recognize and make known, publicize, that all the mishpotim and dinim are from Hashem. Ubevadai tzadik Hashem v'yoshar mishpoto. And Hashem is right. Hashem is justified. Everything Hashem does is 100% correct. V'cholilo laharer achar v'sporach. And it's 100% forbidden to think wrongly of Hashem in any way. Uboze bi'atzmoi mamtikim hadinim v'mishpotim. And when a Jew does that, that itself sweetens and resolves all the midas hadin and the mishpotim and gvuros. V'ze b'chinas tikkun hamishpot. And this is a very important example of tikkun hamishpot.